Quran and Babatun class on 2nd Canto, Chapter 4, text number 13, given on 26th of February 2011 in Sanskrit school in Govardhan, India. Just give the mic.
So he's saying bhuyo, bhuyo, again, namaha, sat, biji, sat, bijna, then chitte, asata means only atheists, the non-devotees, demons. So here, that Shukdev Goswami is paying obeisances to one who removed the distress of the devotees of the pious, giving them liberation, and they said about the asata, atheist. Like it is demons. Again, I offer my respectful obeisance unto the form of the complete existence, transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious from all distresses and destroyer of the further advances in the atheist temperament of the non-devotees demons. The non-devotee demons are, Prabhupada mentioned, like Ravan. Ravan means who causes other to cry. Hiranyakashipu, he mentioned. Hiranyakashipu, gold, wealth, and Kashipu, salt bed. This is demon. After wealth and sensual pleasure, who is demon? Then the whole world is full of demons. Kamsa is the constant personification of atheism. Kamsa, who is God? So who is God? We are God. I mean, Lord over material nature. Whatever I see, material nature is meant for my enjoyment. I am the Lord. Yeah? But there's the devotees and there's the non-devotees or Osura. Devotee means one is surrendered to the Lord, accept the authority of the Lord, and surrendered to Him and render service to Him. That is the And Asura, who defies the authority of man. What is nature? Ishwarohaṁ, Bhagavad Gita. Is there, huh? Ishwarohaṁ. Ishwara, ish means to control. I will control everything. Yes? Ishwarohaṁ. Ishwarohaṁ bhogi. Everything is meant for my enjoyment. So Ravan wants to take care of Sita, who is Lakshmi. Personification of wealth, beauty, all these things, whatever. Lakshmi. Ishwaraham Ambhog. Balavan. I will be most powerful. Take over all power. This is nature. Osura. So, in Bhagavad Gita, that chapter, Daivi and Asurik Sampad. Characteristic of who is like a devotee, who is a deva, he has got daivi quality like Arjuna. Krishna asked Arjuna, fight! First of all, he may be a little reluctant because he has got divine. This is what happens to us. And then he said, no, shishyaste hum tam sadhimam prapannam, I surrender to you. So he said, one who is not surrendering, rather defying Rasulullah, authority, want to enjoy everything, control everything, that's very quality. Ravan, Ranakshan, all wealth, Hiranya, means gold, Kashibu, subway, sensual pleasure. So who is the Vaishnava ultimately? Bhaktivinoda in a few words saying, three distinct. Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini. He is free from this attraction of Kanaka wealth, Kamini, sensual pleasures, Pratishtha, position, designation, worship, adoration. Vaishnava Dasama. This thing run after him. He is not after him. He said, liberated the past and the destroyer of further advances in the atheistic temperament. This is the atheistic temperament. The non-devotee. Non-devotee means in general it is karmi. 98% of this world is karmi. Karmi means work hard. Enjoy the fruit. Yeah? But the devotee? No. This everything is meant for the enjoyment of the Lord Krishna. Narayana Vishnu. This is devotee. And he takes the prasad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Manasa deha geha jo kuchu mor. My body, mind, and whatever, my wife, children, everything. Lord, it belongs to you. Everything. I am simply the caretaker, I am the manager. This is Saranagati. First Saranagati, then you can render service and according to Saranagati, Krishna reciprocates. Yes? So most of the, other than devotee means, he is atheist, he is karmi, he is jnani, yogi, like that. You take higher level. So Krishna said, Varnashram Dharma, Bhagava said, institute Varnashram Dharma. You don't follow Varnashram Dharma. Then you are not civilized even. Because two hands, two legs, Bhagava said, does necessarily mean human being. There's so many types of 400,000 types of human being. Why is he doing that? Then he's saying that Krishna is saying, Manushyanam sahasreshu. When he said manushya, Bhakti Madhvacharya said manushya means one who is like a Brahmin. He is manushya. Who wants to know what I am, where do I come from. This is philosophically mine. This is the beginning of manushya. Yeah, sathato brahma jigyasa. What is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? One Prabhupada's disciple said, so many kami in his conversation. So many going away. Because Krishna is test what you are after. You are after bhakti or something else. Something else? He goes away. There are other types of reasons there. Some of them go away. Because he did not come to go back to Godhead. Or serve God. Serve, but other purpose. He wants this, wants this, wants this. The moment Krishna fulfills all this desire, little bit service in him, then he is disinterested. Isn't it? Because within us, everybody, this demoniac tendency and devotee's tendency is there. Now we are susceptible to all this temptation. I want this, I want that, I want that. I go some weak. When it's not, God knows in heart, deep within our heart, what desire we have. And He gives and see what He is after. If He's really genuinely after devotion, then Krishna won't give Him all those things. So this is Prabhupada explained. Otherwise, you take, you still have attachment, also the result you will get. This is Bhava's purpose, different place. Beta asked Bhava, say, why you make this movement? Started this. Hippodra asked Bhava, I want to make them in a mood of goodness. All these boys are girls, what do you want to make them? Make them Brahmin. Who is a Brahmin? On the first lesson, Bhava said, you learn I am not this body. What I am? I am spirit soul. I belong to the spiritual world to serve. So here is a chance. We are in a jail. Because you wanted to become like Krishna, I will lord over material nature. I will enjoy. Okay, go back to the material. Fell down from Krishna consciousness. Because of his misusing, he is little independence of free will. So we are here. Some understand this, they again come to Krishna consciousness. So many devotees come to Krishna consciousness. Krishna within the heart, again bringing back. Like a loving father. Okay, come, always Krishna wants us, we go back to him. And here is the opportunity, he thinks, I practice Krishna consciousness, here is his one. Prabhu said, do this, what I am saying. Don't change it. Do this. And come back to God. One life. But one who does not follow, he has to pay the price. Whatever it may be. That is what you are seeing. The history begins. So, Mausanak Sahasresu, one is Brahmin qualified, Prabhupada is saying the same thing. Truth cannot be changed. So Acharya is saying the same thing. See, who is a Brahmin? Prabhupada wrote all these things written here. Krishna said, the symptom of a Brahmin, symptom of a sannyasi, symptom of a guru, everything is written. You can check. I can know. Am I a Brahmin? Check your quality. Am I a devotee? Because you want to go back to God? You should be as good as God. You have to have godly qualities. Everything of the external symptom, also internal symptom. Have I developed the quality of a Brahmin? That much Brahmin I am. Have I developed the quality of a devotee? Yeah, Krishna said to Uddhava, these are the, before living for the spiritual, these are the 28 qualities. Simply, if you submit, simply surrendering to the Lord Krishna, you develop all the other rest qualities. You don't have to develop all this, but check. Every Akadashi Acharya says, every night, do I want to go back to Godhead? Yes? Serious? Let me see how many qualities I have developed. Why am I not developing? Why? Not surrendered properly. Half surrender, partial surrender. This is the quality also will be like that. We are going through all these tests. Want to become perfect? Go back to God. He is Paramahansa. What is his nature? Srimad Bhagavatam, he can release. Who here releases Srimad Bhagavatam? Raise hand. Who releases Srimad Bhagavatam? Who releases kachori, pakora, sweet rice? So our advancement is this much. This is also non-different from Krishna. He is attached. He attached to Krishna katha? Better. Attached to Harinam. Very good. In Harinam everything is there. Attached to Dham, I don't like to leave Mathura. Very good. Attached to Harikatha, listening. Very good. Attached to glorify the Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime. Very good. You are fixed. You are to some extent fixed of the body. But still you have to go. Unless you become Brahmanical qualified, you can become Vaishnava. Among the Varnas, quality, Brahman top. Brahman means the highest mode of goodness. Uddhanga chati saptasa, he will go upward. Lower qualities, he become lower planetary system or lower living entities. He is doing devotional service, doing nonsense. Both result, Krishna will give. He is born in the Dham Vasi, but may not be human being. Dog, cat, trap, Mickey Mouse, punishment. Swami is serious, if one should think. Devotee is thoughtful in things. How much progress I made, these are the symptoms. And Paramahamsa, first sannyas. Who is sannyas? Yes, mentioned. He has nothing to do with material existence. Cut off all socially. Socially he is dead. No father, mother, nothing. Property. They say Kali Yuga is very difficult to become sannyas. Are you free from material attraction? We can ask ourselves, am I free from material attraction? So many attractions in material. Anybody free from material attraction? Raise hand. At least you are honest. Sannyas. He does not, fruit of his, whatever he does, give it to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. But a Vaishnava, he may be a Grihastha, he is greater than a sannyasi. In terms of varnasam, of course, sannyasi is the top. But in terms of perfection, Vaishnava, as good as Vishnu. So God realizing God means realizing his Brahman aspect, Brahma Jyoti, Paramatma, then Bhagavan, Brahmeti, Bhagavaneti, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shuddhati. So one takes has nothing to do with this material existence. 24 hours, Vairagir kam, nam sankirtan, yeah? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? Vairagir kam, nam sankirtan. Phalmul khaya kare udhar bhara. He simply eats thing which is just some fruits, some milk. If not, then agitating mind, then difficult to maintain purity. This happens. Big, big struggle happens, this thing. So many transcendentalists, Sobhuri Rishi, so many others. Rishya Singha Muni, his father went and taken away by the princesses. What is that Rishi in Menaka? Vishwamitra. So powerful. Who can say I am to some extent like Vishwamitra? Even so, if Vishwamitra this thing happened, what to speak of us? Who do you think you are? So one organization, one saintly person preaching love of God throughout the world. After some years, few decades, we found 5% is there strictly following. 5% out of 100, 5% is there. Everybody is tested. And so when somebody asks him, I see all the leaders going away, leaving. What will happen to us? Don't be surprised, he says, when everybody goes away. Be surprised if somebody stays. So it is not easy to stay, Baba. Everybody, every moment is tested. Bhagavaner mar duniyar bar. In Bengali there is a saying, sadhan karo, bhajan karo. Rowing the boat, bridegroom party going, and bridegroom's father giving money, I'll give you bakshish. Go in time. It's compared to, rowing means compared to doing sadhan bhajan. I'm getting early in the morning, eating little. It's okay. But actual thing, have we developed attachment to Krishna's name, form, beauty? First you love it. You love, you will detest. You will detest material enjoyment. See, this is called Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. If you had anurag for Krishna, then you will have virag, detachment. Do you have? If not, something wrong. वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति वासुदेव भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयुक्त जनयती आह वैराग्य ज्ञानं च जतहित. So this is, if I know, if I've got gyan, then this body doesn't belong to me, I am not this body. It belongs to who is maintaining the body, Krishna. Ishabhasam, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhaktaram jagatara, Krishna is the actual idea, we are not. But we are theoretically saying all these things. But when there is bhogavastu coming, nice palatable, ice cream, many things like that. Come on, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which car? Come on. And time, Krishna knows, oh, you want this, okay. Where they are, you go there. And also chant Hare Krishna. Very good. Chant Hare Krishna and get all those things. Otherwise, what Krishna says? If you are attached, you go there. That is the symptom. When he is sannyasi, he goes through different stages. Kutika, bahuda, paribraja, going round the world, preaching. Then paramahamsa. What is paramahamsa? In sattva-yuga, krite jat dhayato Vishnu. Krite, in sattva-yuga, he used to meditate on the Lord. But we are meditating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They used to be called hamsa. Hamsa means they take the essence of everything. Essence. Just like hamsa in the material world, swan is the nature. There are different types of birds there. Say, crow, kawa. What kawa is doing? See, he's garbage. Kura, he's a feast. He's eating. All nasty things, thrown garbage. So most of the people every day, you see early in the morning, big newspaper. So many pages. There are some countries, there are newspaper, so many hundreds of pages. One day he cannot give the newspaper, every day gives a part of it. There are some countries. And when Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur brought newspaper, his spiritual newspaper, Nadia Prakash, some big politician asked Swamiji, Swamiji, I find you have got a daily newspaper on spiritual matters. Yes, why not? Why? Then he said, you see, according to scripture, this material world is nothing, this creation is nothing, most insignificant, not this, your, this earth. Earth is nothing, just like a dot in this universe. And this universe is nothing like a mustard seed in a sack of mustard seed. This is creation. And this sack of mustard seed is nothing compared to the actual spiritual world. Panthastu koti shatavarsha sampradam vayuratha vimuno punyor punipungamanam, something like that. Yasya prabhapavato jagadanna koti kotishya vasudhadi viviti vivinnam. All this description there, Brahma says, and Krishna also says. Bhagavad Gita, material world, spiritual world, spiritual world, is vast, innumerable Vaikuntha planets. So this is nothing. Oh really? Yeah. So this insignificant world, even in this universe, this earth is nothing. In this earth, there are so many continents. In this continent, Asia is one country. In this Asia, there is India. In India, so many cities. Each city, there is so many newspapers. Each newspaper, again, have got so many morning edition, noon edition, evening edition. There's so much news. And we think of the spiritual world. How much information is there we can give? We can give every moment one newspaper. Not daily, every moment one newspaper. So much information of the spiritual world. Yeah? Unfortunately, everybody is kawa, everybody is like a crow. He has no demand for this. You say, we are talking about Krishna Katha Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody will come. Nobody will come. It requires qualification. Swan is also bird. Cowboy is also bird. Crow. But crow is after this. So most of the people are this thing. I am a disco dancer, cinema, Bombay, Calcutta. That's all cinema, watching Hollywood, Bollywood, watching. Who will go to see? Who will go to read all this thing? Titbit, so many other newspaper, pornography, biggest industry, everybody is after. Caesar, this is Atlantic City, Las Vegas, and so many other things, people are going. But how many coming to chant Hare Krishna? Listen, Krishna Gata, this is swan. Swan is that? This water is crystal clear. The lotus is grown, most beautiful object. And the bees are humming, and he is playing the lotus. That is devotee. The swan. Swan is Hamsa. Hamsa is swan. And Paramhamsa is supreme swan. This is topmost transcendentalist. So, what is the essence of everything? Milk and water, milk is nectar. So they reject the milk. If there is a mixture of milk and water, Hamsa, swan, take only the milk portion. Anybody seen? I tried. See the what they drink. A swan, he said, they take the only milk portion. Milk is like nectar. What is nothing? So in this material, he is like a swan. You take anything related to Krishna and others reject, he is Paramahamsa. Are you doing that? And he is Paramahamsa. And what is his nature? Paramo nimat saranang satang Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramo, supremely, completely, not a drop out of enviousness. He is not envious of others. He is not envious of others. He relishes Srimad Bhagavatam. Wonderful story of Babu, of the Lord and his top devotees. So Prabhupada says, every day we read, we develop some attachment. We can make advancement. Now we like singara, kachori, son parfait, halwa, rasgulla, gulab jam, so many other things. But fortunately, this is prasad. That's a good. But one day we make advancement, we will be happy. Dal roti, prasad. Because say annamritam, which is offered by devotee, cooked by devotee, this is like nectar. He can all the time chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. As one of the great devotees said, in this name of Krishna, it's so sweet I can't tell. Can anybody of us enjoy this? I say, ice cream so nice. Kulfi. So many other things I don't want to mention. Then our attachment, where our attachment will go there? The attachment to Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha will go there. Krishna Dham, Krishna Bhakta, Sadhusam. That is why there is famous verse who says, Satang Pusangam. We must associate with Satang, Sadhu, devotee of the Lord, Vaishnava. Prasangam, Prakrishta Sangam. Sleeping, eating, prasadami, hearing, talking to them, serving. Mama Bija Sangvidam. Krishna Katha, which is Bija, very powerful. Sangvidam, Hitkarma. Listening from a pure devotee, you will find it become more tasty. Sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. Do we like more and more? Harikatha? Yes, good. Should be greed, low, low make on mullam. Become very greedy to hear Krishna Prabhu. This is only how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Low, low, ekam mullam. Only price you have to be very eager to hear Krishna Katha from pure devotee. So we should believe. Then we are associating with him. One day we will make advancement, become like him. Krishna is in the heart, he is watching, oh, he is sincere. he will be attracted to Krishna's feet. He's allowing, I want to serve you. And I don't want anything, nothing. How difficult the situation may be, I want to serve you. I am a pure devotee and holy name, then I can make progress. With love and affection, serve the pure devotee, Sadhguru. Satan Prasanna. Sadhu Sangha Harinam, he wants to serve. You have seated with Sadhu. We are seated with great Sadhu, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit. We are seated through this book. Also Krishna. Then, Shraddha, conviction, strong faith. Ankurmishyata, Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhati. Adhu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Vajana Kriya, Anartha Nirvritti, all unwanted things become free. Then Nishtha, all the time doing. Who is all the time doing? 24 hours serving Krishna. Very few. He is pure devotee, 24 hours. One of the symptoms of pure devotee, 24 hours, whatever he does, he is for the pleasure of Krishna, to please Krishna. He is guru. Nishtha ruchi, then develop taste. Every day eating chapati, 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 without chapati, he doesn't have. Every day dalma, dalma, dalma taste. He is sadhu. Only prasad. Nothing I like outside, something very tasty. Krishna likes. I like. No. That is not right. That is not proper. Then you go there, what you like, you have to go next life there. If it is not spiritual world, maybe in this world, but sadhus are there again, come chant Hare Krishna. Asakti, then develop attachment. With a man and woman, very attached. Then bhav. Then other stages, the aruti, prem, sneha, man, all these things, rag, pranay, all these things, higher stages. At least you should have prema bhakti. Prema bhakti jahavite, avilta vinyas, then free from maya. This we have to go through. This is what you are doing. Otherwise, I am doing so much bhajan, I have got attachment. No more. This Vrajati party, they said they didn't make any progress. It was dark night. The bridegroom party going to marriage, that means, marriage means having relationship with the Lord. But couldn't make it in time. They found they didn't make any progress. They did so much sadhana, so much rowing, but boat is same place. Why? They did not lift that anchor. They forgot the attachment. I am belong to this country. This is my father. This is my mother. This is my brother. No, Baba. Then go back there again. Jathapurvam, jathaparam. Whatever you had before, again go back. You are these places you are attached to, your people. Again, chant Hare Krishna. Because you chanted Hare Krishna, you take prasad, again take prasad. So, this Paramahamsa also, among others there, impersonally, is called Brahmanandi. Does they accept the form of the Lord? The Lord has a form. Even Brahma says that Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda. Sarva Karanaka, Govinda. Harihi Nigna Sakshat. Yes, Shankaracharya also says, Narayana Parabhakta, Narayana doesn't belong to this material world. So devotee also, Asangaham Purusha, we don't belong to this material world, but you identify, I am this body. But moment we are free from bodily concept, Narottam Das Thakur said, Deha Buddhi Nahija, who does not identify himself with this body, Sanksara Bandhan Tahakar, he has no entanglement of this material existence, he is free. Though like a lotus leaf. He's in the water, but water doesn't touch him and make it wet. Yes? You see? Lotus leaf you'll find, kochu pata. You put some water, throw the water, it's dry. The devotee is like that. Though he's around material and everything, going a sense of vision, he's not attached, he's attached to Krishna. We have to be like, so it said, I again offer my respectful obeisances. So we should be always offering obeisances to Guru and Krishna, Sadguru. The Bhajan Master, Namaha, Namaha means, according to Anapara Acharya, Namaha, no, not. Ma, aham, become free from false ego. I am the engineer, I am the proprietor, I belong to this kind. It's false ego, I am Brahmin, I am Sannyasi, I am this, I am that. One has to become free from that. That is surrender. Become free, then become very submissive, humble. While the menial servant serve Sadguru, pure devotee. By his mercy, blessing can be given. So you say, in Gita we also find Krishna is telling, he has got two shakti, potency. One is para and apara prakriti. Spiritual world belongs to para prakriti. Material world, apara prakriti. This is perverted reflection. Kuddham mulam adhasakhan. Spiritual world, everything is coming from the spiritual world. Kuddham mulam adhasakhan. But this material world is nothing but a perverted reflection. It's all temporary. Just like reflection is temporary. So this is also temporary. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur, before he leaves his body, he said, remember these six things. Temporary, one is nitya. Anitya, one is nitya. Everything is asat, anitya. It's for a short time it is there. Again it will disappear. Material world. So that which is nitya, spiritual world, devotional service, we should be attached to it. Mukta Baddha. Most of the people are conditioned souls. They are Baddha. They are in ignorance. We should follow the instruction of a liberated soul, Prabhupada, Vijayasacharya. Then we will become mukta. How? He had just so Harit Dasri. Karmana with our body, mind and words, we serve the Lord Hari under the guidance of pure devotee. With body, mind, word. Then though we are in the material world, looks like, but we are liberated from the clutches of material intent. See. Nikhila Ishwavastha, doesn't matter. He's a woman, he's a Grihastha. He's a sannyasi, brahmachari, temple commander. Or sweeping the floor of Krishna's temple, doing arati, cooking, doesn't matter. Dressing, cleaning, is liberated from material intent. Jivan mukta savichyate. Prabhupada said, true Vaishnava is first of all is Nirmatsara. Like, since we have got all these things, they said, you are not relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. Kunti Devi says, top transcendentalist Paramahamsa. Otherwise, I know I am becoming personal, no Lord has no form, go to Brahma Jyoti. That much. Devotee, go to associate with the Lord to his own abode. This is the difference. So I don't know about time for question and answer. But God knows you want to associate with the Lord, serve Him, not temporary, now for the time being, then chitti. There's some like that. They worship Lord, but don't think the service is eternal. We are eternal servant of God, the eternal taxpayer. here we do, and later on, no, I become one with the Lord, Brahmajyoti. Okay, and devotee, no. You know, God, Lord has got a form, so He has got activity, I go there to serve the Lord. Like any of the rasas, servant, servitude, friendship, parental love, like father, mother, or maybe conjugal, lover and beloved. So, others, those are obstructing this, like mentality, the whole world is full of Ravan, causing others to cry. Hiranyakashipu are like Kamsa, enjoy. The one type, they are atheist, is like, is called, forgot his name. He say, some or other, beg, borrow, or robe, charvak, and enjoy life. Because when the body will be turning to ashes, never will come back again. He said, no God, no controller. The atheist. Hare Krishna. Any question? Come on. So you say that for the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, Paramahamsa, he grants the specific destiny. He wants Brahmajyoti, go to Brahmajyoti. He wants the abode of the Lord, go to abode, serve the Lord. That is the explanation of Prabhupada. Because they love God, they are called Premanandi. They get place by loving the Lord. What is Brahmanandi? He gets place in Brahman, Brahmasup. Yeah. I have limitation. हम जितना तक हमको पता है वो बोलेगा, उससे ज्यादा नहीं कहेगा, नहीं जानता तो नहीं
कहेगा. They glorify this lotus. Also, it is compared and Lord's eyes, face, and feet, everything. Lotus.
In our material conception, we understand in this world, if there is anything most beautiful, that is lotus. They say from the Lord's navel, a lotus coming out. The navel is like lotus, eyes are like lotus, they compare. This is what I know.
There is no other flower like lotus?
I don't know. This is what I heard. Prabhupada said, lotus is the most beautiful object in the material creation. There is a Lord, everything compared to the Lord. His smile is like a lotus. His eyes are like a lotus. His face is like a lotus. He is called Pundarikakha. Aurobindo Dalaya Taksham. Aurobindo means lotus. Padma, that is born in mud. Something. Yes.
The demons like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, and then they get liberation. But we see that only when Lord Krishna kills some demon, he gets liberation. The demons who are killed by other Vishnu expansions of the world, what is their destination?
What is the distinction? Distinction between?
What is their destination?
What is the destination?
What do they attain?
What they attain? Depending on Lord knows what he deserves, he gives them. Sometimes he becomes one with the Lord, when he becomes one, he won't serve the Lord, he won't want. That is most of the nature. But the devotees want to keep his identity so that he enjoys serving the Lord. So he maintains his identity. They think they are just like a drop of water. And then the ocean water, they become one with the ocean. One. No existence. Spiritual suicide. We see it that way, devotees see it that way, our acharyas. But as our acharyas say, we become like if you see a green tree, green leaves, enter a green bird, parrot enters it, and it looks like it become one, merged, but still he maintains his existence. Huh? corrupt. Inside the tree is still there and tree is also there. They look like become one from a distance.
So that is called
Sajujya. Sajujya. Sajujya means Sajujya means means become one with the Lord. Like one go to Brahma Jyoti, become one of these.
But there is no such type of liberation there. Lord is unique, and we are part and parcel, so we cannot merge with him.
We'll
remain separate.
Yeah. Lord says, Arjuna, you existed before, now also existing, I am also existing, I was also existing, now existing, now we are existing. Future, you will also remain existing, I am also existing.
So why then the scriptures say
Mukti means no bhajya, in one sense. Mukti has defined meaning.
But the sahaja, they give the adjective sahaja, it means one
who merged with God. So it shouldn't
be, actually it is not.
But, there is defined conception. Impersonalist means, sahaja means, I don't come back again to take birth. No more birth, no more death. Mukti could have so many meanings. Mukti could have meaning that I don't have attraction to material existence. I have nothing to do with material existence. Material existence means birth, death, all those diseases. If you become like that, you think I don't belong to this world, I am not this body, this body is doing whatever it is doing, I am a mind, sense, all to please Krishna. You are liberated like a lotus leaf. He is not getting implicated with this material karma, pious, impious, nothing. In one sense you are liberated. But as long as body is there, you have to eat something, you have to sleep. But when you go there, you become free from Nidra Harabhijito. 24 hours he is serving the Goswamis. Hardly sleeps, hardly eats. He eats just little matha, one chapati whole day. Sleeping 1.5 hours, Pupad. Little sleep. That is liberated state. Make sense? Giving an idea, roughly. So we have to remember what I want. But I simply stand. I become sannyasi. I bring all Mahaprasad. So Baba said, then you will get Mahaprasad where there is everything. But what the sannyasi is, other symptom you have, then you come here, become again take danda and preach. No? I become Brahmin. Let me do puja, home, jagga, bring all maha. Again, again you come here and become Brahmin. Part puja, part oh. Brahmin is guru, you become guru. You make many disciples, many Brahmins like that, many disciples, Jajman. And every go to house, bring money, so many laddu, manda, mithai, oh, oh. And become Vaishnava, different character. He is different. He gives everything, what is left over, he is just here. He gives up everything, what is left over, he is happy. If he simply rise there, nothing, and he try to put a little salt. And he get food, the ajagar vritti sadhu. When food comes to him, he eats. No food, doesn't he? Madhavendra Puri, he is not eating. Day and night chanting, dancing. He does. When is night, when is day, where he is. Oh God. External consciousness. Absorption, like the gopis, Vrajavasis, absorbs and immerses in Krishna consciousness. These two symptoms of the Vrajavasis. Vrajavasis, two symptoms, distinct. Absorption in Krishna consciousness, immersion in Krishna consciousness. When you become like that, the Vrajavasis are great. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the inspiring class. Now you said about we should be strict in our sadhana and our attachment for Krishna.
Prabhupada said, unless we are qualified, we cannot preach. Unless we ourselves become good devotees, our preaching won't have effect. Fine? You won't have potency, impact on people. Then we can't be teacher. We are supposed to be ISKCON, all members supposed to be teacher. Teacher means one who can teach. One who can teach. One who acts according to scripture. Acharate iti acharya. One who acts himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will act him myself and behave, then I can teach others this way.
So the routine life of doing these things, you become slack and become mechanical. So how we can come out of that? Like, let's say talking about chanting, talking about
Very good question. Very good question. Prabhupada said, get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangala Arati. You should have a life full of variety. So go for chanting in the street, Sankirtan. Come back. When you do Sankirtan, distribute book, distribute literature, magazine, distribute prasad, santa. And then come back to chanting, dancing, then prasad. Evening also chanting, dancing, unless we relish all these things, how we can forget? We can flee from the material attraction unless we relish. Some variety. Sometimes appearance day, disappearance day, have drama, yeah? Cultural program, so many varieties there. Go for preaching to school, colleges, universities. There should be a variety of activity, according to, of course, in general. Otherwise, everybody has got a particular propensity, inclination. And Sadhguru asked him, give him some engagement suitable for his propensity and inclination. So that he become absorbed so much that material attraction doesn't much agitate or disturb him. Yeah? Something like that. This is what he heard. Does it make sense? But take it easily, everything take cheap, then result will be also not what you desire. Understand? Yes? Thik bole? Kahuchi? Anybody else? I'm not a scholar. I hope he is there. Gopi Parana Dhamdaya. He knows so many things. He can tell nicely. I have come here to learn, but I'm telling what I learned from my Guru Maharaj, tell it for my purification to you. You may know better than me from the scripture. What is written in scripture, you may know better. You see, Paramahamsa, sometimes, those who are, Samuel S. Popper said, I think, those who are impersonalist, they are considered like a dhiro. Dhiro means undisturbed. And those who are Paramahamsa, personalist, they are called Narottama, Narottama. Among the human beings, Uttam, topmost. Free from Uttama, free from mode of passion, ignorance, or transcendentalist. Top transcendentalist. And Dhira means sober. Dhira means undisturbed by material attraction. Undisturbed. Though the material attraction there, very strong attraction, like a magnet, he is not disturbed, agitated, like Lord Shiva. So many attraction there, strongest, than disturbed. This way you can understand how much progress you are making. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, what is this sound coming? And Prabhupada, this music coming from a band. Man, what is he doing? He is selling something. What is he selling? Ice cream. Oh! asked Bhupa, there are 25 types of flavor. Magnolia, pistachios, so many, vanilla, so many types. Bhupa said, ah, big maya. What they do? They attract kids. Kids are not true. Ask him, daddy. Mommy, ask him, mommy. So there are so many attractive things in the material world. Some of them are irresistible. You can't control yourself. No, Ivan. I don't want to say much because I am not free from attraction. I frankly admit. We are trying. Let us be honest and try. Yeah? Everybody here, anybody free from material attraction? Reason? No. At least we are honest. So we have got hope. We have got hope. No, we have got hope. We are honest. We have got hope. We have to try now. We are honest. So definitely Krishna will bless us. He is favorable. We are honest. Not kapat. So you have got hope. It's a matter of time. You carry on one day. Go back to God. No attraction, zero to the material world. All attraction to the Krishna's service and to Krishna's name form beautiful. Back to the spiritual world. No criticizing other devotee, finding fault. No aparad. Back. Non-envious. Prabhupada made this society a group of devotees if we are not envious of others. He is Vaishnava. Not envious of others. This Prabhupada said, this woman is meant for building character, changing our bad habits of the past. I like this, she like that. No. What Krishna like, we have to accept it. My liking and his liking, her liking, no. Then come back here. This is a little difficult, but to get something very valuable, most valuable, we have to pay this price. We have to sacrifice this. That is the price we have to pay. That is tapasya. Tapodipam puttara. Jena Shuddhayat Satta, something like that. If you want to serve Krishna, we have to be pure. Our existence has to be pure. Krishna is param pavitram paramam. He is supremely pure. Unless we are pure, why he will take our service? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, unless you do prescribed number of rounds, he says, I don't want to see your face. Because then Lord won't accept your service. So do you know Lord is accepting our service? We don't know. So Prabhupada said, do this number of rounds. Because you come from different background, not precursor, you do this number of rest of the work very, very hard. Then I think, I hope, Krishna will consider your case. So we should know all these things. Otherwise, our desire won't be fulfilled. And this will become serious. Others cannot work hard, do more japa, more harikatha. That is also service. You cannot work so hard, day and night. Okay. Do as much service you can and do more harikatha, harinam, attachment from pure devotee. Yes? Yeah? See, you will become non-envious. You have developed all the quality of Brahmin, all the quality of Sanatana, ultimately all the quality of Vaishnava. Back to God, no doubt. It was very simple. Very simple, also very difficult, depending on our attitude. Hare Krishna. Tadero charano sevi bhakta sanyava. We have to follow the footprints of previous acharyas. And always stay as you see. Prabhupada made ISKCON for this purpose. Always see how to please the previous acharya. What I am doing, please. then it is this one. They always stay in the isolation of the devotees. They are safe from material attraction. It could be easy, it could be difficult, depending on our attitude. If we follow sincerely, then not so difficult in time. If not, what I think I'll do. That's why some are surviving. Everything is taken over by the waves of Maya. Inundated. Place is becoming less and less and less and less. Sticking to Krishna consciousness. Time will tell. At the end, who survived? Whatever sadhana you did, Krishna knows within your heart, that will come. Your attachment, flash in your mind, in the screen of your mind, determining your destination, where you are attachment to. That is the lotus feet of Krishna, Vaishnava, back to God. Without doubt. But attachment here, you can come back here. You can. Make sense? Make sense? Hari Om.